We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Get in there on the random question, question 844-999. Ola, by the way, the reason we asked, what was the last thing you had delivered to your home? They say parents have to deal with their own toddler's dirty diapers. No one's got the time to worry about other kids' dirty diapers. A woman named Nasley Sales. Nasley Sales. Her name is Nasley. N-A-S-S-L-Y. I'm sure she never got made fun of as a child. I can't imagine.
No.
What Nasley's name could be joked around?
Girl, you Nasley.
Nasley Sales. From Jersey City, New Jersey. She ordered some diapers for her 19-month-old from Amazon recently. And when she was changing her daughter into one of them in the dark, she thought it kind of felt a little bit heavy. So she turned on the lights and saw the diaper was in fact used. She looked through the box and several of the diapers inside were in fact soiled. So she immediately disinfected the nursery, wiped down her daughter with alcohol, then called Amazon. They say they are investigating. She bought diapers. They sent her a bunch that were dirty.
What's going on with Amazon, right? Last week it was somebody ordered a waffle iron. And when they open up the waffle iron, there's this old crusty waffle that someone obviously tried to cook however long before that. Now someone orders diapers. And first of all, who keeps soiled diapers?
Who resells them? Who thinks this is slightly used?
I mean, even a waffle iron, I can kind of understand. But the diaper, like, because you don't make a waffle and throw the whole damn thing in the trash. But, like, when my kids pooped in a diaper, I felt pretty compelled to want to get rid of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a serious mistake there.
Mm-hmm. And another story on what was delivered to your home. It's just bizarre, completely bizarre. We go to Oklahoma City, and Carissa Masago, she is in complete shock after she opened up her Ring Neighbors app. There it was. Someone running to our front door, grabbing a package out of our mailbox. After the man snatches the package, you can see him running away and then taking off in a dark-colored sedan. They don't have the security camera. The neighbors across the street did.
Okay.
So when they tried to figure out what's going on, she went over to her neighbor's house and said, hey, you guys have cameras on your door. Let's see if we can see anything. And they see this guy. He runs to the porch. He grabs the package. He takes off again, jumps in a dark-colored sedan, heads out. She says, I was in disbelief. Why would someone run to our mailbox, grab something? It looked like they knew what it was. At first, the mom of two had no idea what was stolen because she orders a lot of different things. It turns out the family won't be missing too much. What about when you found out that all they got was a big box of Pez? I just started laughing. The thief only got away with Pez candy.
Not even the dispenser.
Random purchase she's ever made. She said, look, I bought 2 pounds in all.
All right.
It was at a cheap price. I spent $5 on 2 pounds of Pez that you put in the Pez dispensers. She says, now all she can do is laugh. I'd like to think that when he opened it, maybe he was laughing too. Homeowner did file a police report. An officer told her the kind of theft happens all the time. Just depends on what's in there. But
it does. Sometimes, I mean, people, you know, and I know the porch pirate thing, it's all the new rage. But sometimes I'm almost tempted to order some kind of piece of garbage. Just to leave it there. I've never had that experience, but years ago, I'm working at this pizza place. We stayed open until 3 a.m., and where it was located is where all these bars are. So naturally, at 2 o'clock, we just get bum rush, right? Got sensibly, people want to eat a little something before they take the drunk ass home. But it's an open kitchen. Me and this other guy are back there, and we hated this part of the night. You were just inundated. You can get about the slice, we can make a whole pie, whatever. So we see these two guys walk in. At first, they're waiting in line. We see them kind of whispering back and forth to each other, and when they get up to the counter to place the order with the owner, they're, because the owner is overwhelmed, there's that many people in there, they tell the owner, and the owner believes them, that they've already ordered a pizza and they've been waiting almost 20 minutes for it. So now, and we know that they're full of crap. So now the owner turns around and she's kind of barking at us, right? Because obviously we let our customers down. She's going to give it to them on the house. And basically they're high-fiving about this. They have scammed their way to a free pizza. So they get an extra large pepperoni pizza. And me and this other dude, now we're hip to what they're doing. I used to call this guy Squirrel. I will not tell you why. But me and Squirrel, I'm like, F these dudes, man. So we roll out the dough. We took about half a box of kosher salt, embedded that into the crust. Took almost every anchovy we had. I mean, you name it, man. Cleaner it didn't. I'm like, I don't care if we poison her ass, right? If that's the game you're going to play, you don't know who you're messing with, so maybe you die today, right? Put all this crap on there, and then covered it with cheese, laid out the pepperoni perfectly, cooked this thing in the open oven, cut it up for him, and I remember we handed it to him. The guy was a bit of a D, even when we handed it to him, so that he could keep the ruse going. Like, well, I don't know if I'm coming back here again. Like, I don't worry, you won't.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we close down the restaurant. It's now about 4 in the morning. We're going to go take out the trash. And when you walk out the front door of this fine establishment, there is a slice of pizza sitting on the ground, right, on the sidewalk. There's one bite taken out of it. Next to it is some slightly chewed pizza that has then spit out of their mouth. And then next to that is the rest of the pizza that we'd made for.
Okay.
And I felt so vindicated in that moment. Like, because you're not going to come back and complain. Because, and yes, you did taste some kind of cleaner in there.
I was thinking about this salty crust now.
It was real salty, dude.
Yeah, I mean, right. Like, you can't eat it.
Right. It's impossible.
Okay. About 4 months ago, all right, I run into a buddy of mine. He happens to work at a marijuana grow operation.
Okay.
All right. And one of the jobs he has is he's a trimmer. So he goes and he trims up all the stuff. Now, depending on the quantity of the clippings and everything else, what you traditionally would buy in a marijuana store, that is not part of that.
Sure.
Because they trim the buds up and whatever they have extra, they do a couple things with. Sometimes they take all that and they might make hash out of it. Sometimes they might try to shake the keef out. Mm-hmm. They have different things that they do. But they have plenty of this. And so he says to me, he says, we're in a bar one night. I'm pretty messed up. He's like, hey, man, I've got, like, you know, a trimming bag is fine with me. I got no problem with that. Ted and I had a conversation about this. I'm fine with that, whatever. So he's like, look, man, for, like, you know, $20, $40, I'll bring over just a big bag for you. You know, and you can have all these trimmings. And I'm like, $20, $40, hell yeah. So I give him the money that night at the bar, all right? And I completely forget. Matter of fact, I've seen this guy a lot since then, and it hasn't dawned. Okay, so I told him, like, there is a lot of thefts in our neighborhood as far as packages go.
Sure.
He was going to drop it off and leave it in my house in a package. No. And I said, do not do that. I said, please, I know a place where we can hide it for the time being. Why don't you just put it into my charcoal grill?
All right. That's the idea.
Okay. Which I think is a pretty smart idea. All right. So in the charcoal grill. Now, this is months ago, okay? So last night, my daughter calls me up at the last minute. She goes, Dad, I'm coming down. I said, all right. I said, what do you want? She said, I want some steaks or something on the grill. I said, okay, that sounds great. So I run to the grocery store, and I get the steaks, and I'm like, all right, man, I haven't been in this thing forever. I need to clean this grill up. I need to prep
it. It's a green egg.
I open it up, and there's this big bag of weed that's got, like, condensation on the inside because it's been sitting in there for 4 months. Like,
oh,
it's
just
all
no.
Wet and, you know what I mean? It's just all like flattened now and crappy.
But you tried to save it, didn't you?
Hell no. No, it was way gone.
It was past that point.
It was way gone. Like,
oh,
I was like,
heartbreaking.
But then I remembered. I was like, oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah. I remember that now.
Now?
Now I do. And I'm looking in there like, ah, that sucks.
How big is this bag? We're talking like throat pillow size. Yeah, I mean, like,
probably that bag.
Wow. Full?
Not the freezer side, but like the quart freezer side.
Yeah,
it was
like when you got to get the bigger bag for the bigger leftovers.
You could have used it as a throw pillow on like one of your couches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, it was good enough for that. Still,
it's killing.
Yeah,
me.
It killed me too.
That's a sad, sad thing, man.
Yeah, I couldn't get the grill lit, and then I reached down inside after I got one of the coals lift and burned half my hand off trying to reach down in there. Terrible night.
This is what happens.
Mm-hmm. All because I was afraid it would be stolen. And instead,
but it would have been.
Instead, I just ruined it all by myself.
Would you walk by a big ass bag of weed, right? So we're walking down the street.
It was.
Now, I'm just saying, you know your neighborhood is, right? So just the way it's set up, we're walking by, you glance over the fence, and I go, hey, man, look at that person's front door. I'm pretty sure that's a big ass bag of weed. Mm-hmm. I'm saying there is no chance we leave it there.
Oh, I had a worse experience than that.
And by we, I mean there's no chance I'm leaving it there. I'm just including you in the story so it doesn't sound as bad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it's just sitting out there open,
that's what
people
I mean.
Are going to take it.
This is how long it's been. This is how long this has been in there, okay? I forgot about this stuff. And I got, after that fact, all right, I had got basically the same thing. This time I had a different hiding space, but it was very, very obvious where this hiding space was. And at the time, my mother, my brother and his family and his two young children were coming over to stay in my place. Okay?
Yeah.
So I get a text from this guy and he says, hey, he said, your stuff is under your mat. All right? And at the same
point. Isn't your mat then, doesn't it have like a lump in the middle?
It's got a huge lump in the middle of it.
Yeah. How could you not notice that?
You could. All right? So I didn't know what to do because my mom is coming. And my brother's coming, and they're a very religious family and all that stuff. So I didn't want the, and it, you know what I mean? I didn't want them to be the one. So I made an emergency phone call from the office, and I called my daughter. And I'm like,
oh, hey. I was there for that.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, man, where are you at? She's like, I'm at your house. Why? And I said, you need to run down there and get that weed out of that mat, man, before your Mimi comes over, because we're going to get in big trouble. She's like, okay, I got you covered. So she takes and puts it in the garage. Well, open up the garage. The entire garage smells like weed.
I would imagine.
They're going to pull their car in there anyway. So they're like, man, your garage smells like a marijuana factory. You're going weed in there? Like, I don't know where that came from. I have no idea.
That is weird.
That is so strange.
Man, if you smell weed, it's because it was years ago. We used to work in a different building. But
I'm calling my daughter so that I don't get busted by my mother.
She has it better than you.
Priorities.
Right.
And this was, say, pre-legalization of weed. And I remember the stuff we had. It was wrapped. I mean, as many times as you could wrap it, we put it in a drawer, in the office, in a box, behind the thing, blah, blah, blah. We hit a commercial break. Our boss kicks open the door and goes, hey, listen. I closed the door to your office because the entire goddamn hall smells like nothing but weed. Like, I don't know why. It's like,
somebody brought over some
take
weed.
Take it home.
I mean, the whole
right?
It was. Yeah.
You could even come down the hall.
It's like cooking bacon. Everyone knows you're cooking bacon when you're cooking right, bacon. Exactly.
I just tell my mom whenever she's out to visit, I go, hey, I know you like cookies. Do not eat cookies in my freezer.
How many cookies do you have in your freezer?
I mean, I always have a couple of them laying around in there. I have a friend that makes very good cookies, but yeah. I'm just like, I'll go to the store and get you some Milano's or something. Just listen to me. Look me in the eyes, Mom. Do not eat the cookies out of my freezer.
Now, let me ask you this honestly. Is it because you don't want her to get stoned or you don't want her eating your weed?
It would be too much for her.
Oh. You could give her a quarter?
No.
Oh, wow.
It'd be too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you save these cookies. Jeez Louise.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, here come a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Well, let's just jump right into the birthday shouts, guys. My name is Alyssa, and I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my amazing fiance, Drew. He loves your show and is constantly listening. He is turning 24 years old, and we are getting married this year. Can you do a Leroy Jenkins and a big old bong rib for him? Thanks so much, guys. That from the lovely Alyssa, getting married at 24.
24. Get it done.
Hey, look, man, before you say that, it's never too early to get married, nor is it too early to ever get a divorce.
I got married when I was 25.
How'd that work out?
I remember getting married when I was 25. I got married when I was...
I did too.
37. Yeah. Hey, bitches, I'd like to give my brother Christian, soon to be dad, a birthday shout out for his 29th trip around this dust ball. He would love to hear an original fish sandwich, followed by a suck it up cupcake, and to top that off with the dirty Germans talking about the rise of Skywalker. Thank you, guys, and stay beautiful.
Fish sandwich.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, in this case, it's not about the current movie, it's about Luke, and I'm 100% responsible for the rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens all the time. Just call your penis Skywalker.
Yeah, that's when he finally came over to the dark side.
Yeah, so don't have to wait for this movie.
Yeah, I was like Darth Vader, I'll show you a man in black in a helmet. It makes the same sound. It's a hissing cockroach.
Hello, Bacholo. Today is my sweet, beautiful, and sassy friend Nicole's 35th birthday. Please help her celebrate with some dirty Germans talking about drinking that wine. Pop, lock, and drop it. Love you. That from Lori.
Yeah, if you drink enough wine, that'll be very, very sexy, and your safe words will not work tonight.
Yeah, I'm picturing you just drinking sells this river. It's a slap in the bag, straight out of the box. Classy.
Yeah, if you like grape juice so much, I have great news.
Slap in the bag, huh?
Yeah, man. You take the bag out of box wine. And just carry it around with you and chug some of it, slap it.
She's a bag slapper. I like the box.
If you got a flat enough, it seemed like that would actually work pretty well as like a hidden flask.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you took that thing out, well, I don't know, hidden it is, I think they think it's a colostomy
bag. You'd have to drink a lot of it, but you know.
You'd have to drink a lot of box wine.
I think people that buy box wine are letting you know, I plan on drinking a lot of this. Right?
Yeah, I mean, generally, when I see somebody, like, it's on a beach or, like, on a river or something.
Yeah.
People are hanging out all day drinking. Mm-hmm.
Hello, gentlemen of Wobbin. Today is my sister Allie's 35th birthday. She's an awesome electrician, an officer in the union, and the coolest concert buddy a brother could ask for. So how about some turtle wax with the Montgomery in the Paws, followed by Coach Ted giving her a pep talk about the importance of housekeeping on the job site. Thanks, guys. That from Angry Andy.
Montgomery!
Ah, sounds like home.
Allie, co-chair, you gotta keep the job site clean there. Number one, for safety reasons. You never know when you might step on something weird. Number two, frankly, it's gonna look good to your boss. Number three, maybe you'll get that raise.
Yeah.
Guys, it's my old man's 45th. I want to give him a cut that bitch off next collar and an original fish sandwich. Thanks, you guys. We listen every day.
Cut that bitch off! Next call.
Fish sandwich.
We don't know who the old man is.
The old man.
45 years old.
Just I would like to wish Carrie Whitney, pronounced Larry, a very happy 21st birthday with 24 years experience, almost in my wheelhouse. Love you. That from One Ball. Been listening to the show since the buzz days. Keep on doing what you're doing. How about an original fish sandwich, please?
Fish sandwich.
Please give my husband Jason a birthday shout out. He is 51 years old. He is the most sexy German I've ever met, and I love him very much. So could you please have the dirty Germans talk about what they would do with a male German hairstylist, and please include Wobbin. That would make his day. That from his loving wife Amy.
Yeah, all I'm going to do is supply your hair gel, and he is now the second sexiest German you've ever met.
Yeah, so you know, I like to take this male stylist and let him do something to my body here. Yeah.
Ja, du kannst gerne deine Haare anfassen.
Robin, you're filthy.
That's a very specific request. A German male hairstylist.
Is that a thumbnail even anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, they're cutting like four people's hair once.
Yeah.
But no, think about the Germans.
Well, there's
like
people
nine
watch.
People involved, sure. Yeah. I'd like to say happy birthday to my wife, Dorothy. She's 52. Love you, honey. Please give her a kid face sandwich. And your penis is too small. Thanks, guys.
Fish sandwich.
And finally here. From the birthdays, Ola Bajolas, it's my double nickel birthday. Please give me a Sarah Palin and a birthday song. This is from Ted the Electrician. P.S. Thanks to Miles, I don't tell my customers the last guy that worked on their house didn't know what they were doing anymore. So thanks for that.
So suck it up, cupcake!
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Let's get to our contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, your guess is as good as mine. A few minutes away here. A couple extra emails. The subject is the bidet. Ola Bacholas, a few days behind because I listen via the podcast on radio.com. Wanted to chime in about my bidet experience.
Bidet.
10 years ago, a few buddies and I just get back from deployment, decided to spend our hard-earned money on a Vegas trip for New Year's Eve. That trip in itself is its own story, but part of it was the bidet. So we split the cost of basically renting a villa for the weekend because we're going to go all out. When we got to the room, we were already a little buzzed and started to check this place out. It was by far the nicest room I have ever been in. One of the things it had was a bidet. Now, I've never seen one, so I was amazed to say the least. It had all kinds of knobs and levers on it, so not knowing what I was doing exactly, I just start turning them all. Apparently, I turned the pressure all the way up, so when I finally flush or activated it, I was standing over in, looking down in the bowl, and got sprayed in the face, the neck, and the chest. The pressure was so strong, it hit the ceiling, which was about 10 feet high. By the time I left the bathroom, it looked like the scene from Ace Ventura when he walks out of the bathroom soaking wet. We ended up figuring out how they work, and they work great, but just be sure you check the pressure before you give yourself an enema. Anyway, that's my story. Stay classy. That from David. Yeah, pressure is very important.
Bidet dangers.
It's real.
But danger.
Yeah.
But danger.
You got to watch the velocity that thing's coming out at you.
This one from our good buddy Rose down in Tacoma. Spent the weekend, guys, catching up on the podcast from last week. Wednesday, my son had a bone marrow transplant to help cure his leukemia.
The new weird thing about him is that his saliva DNA and blood DNA will now be different DNA for the rest of his life. His saliva will be his DNA from birth. His blood DNA will be that of the donor. And the chick with the man's voice was creepy as hell.
You know, I sent her an email, and I don't know if I was being insensitive. I sent Rose an email and said, hey, you know what then? He can commit a life of crime, because if they find blood at the scene, be like, hey, take DNA swab from my mouth, someone else. If they find saliva at the scene, take a blood sample from someone else. And then I felt bad for sending it. Her response was, me and my husband were telling him the exact same thing.
Nice. This one says, hola, bicholas. I listen to you guys every day while I'm working on the way home. This year started off amazing for me.
Amazing.
I'm usually the one guy that doubts everything. I'll summarize it. I'm 38, and all my life I've thought that I was an only child. On the 2nd of January, I was put in contact with my younger half-sister. On the 3rd day of January, yes, 12 days of January, I was put in touch with my older half-sister. It's been an amazing month so far. I think your show is amazing. Please keep it up. And honestly, in 38 years, I've never heard a more funny show. So thanks, you guys, for doing everything you do. Happy New Year. That from Mike at Oak Harbor, who now has to buy more presents for everybody in the family. And maybe realizes that his mom was a whore.
Cool.
Or dad. I mean, one of the two, right?
How does it work with the half?
If you're half, I mean, either your dad or your mother is supplying the DNA.
Well, I would... So I'm going to assume it's dad, because I feel like mom would be aware of babies that have fallen out of her uterus.
I have a half-brother and a half-sister. I mean, to me, they're my brother and my sister, but they have a different father, same mother.
But to be fair, both of them are legless, so they're like half people.
Mm-hmm. And one more. Guys, I catch up on the podcast whenever possible on radio.com. Subject, who dealt it and what happened. I was in middle school. We had these two little dogs, very loud barkers. My dad was and still is a very tall man, 6'8".
Damn.
He helped me study because of my ADD. Seriously, thanks, Dad. Anyway, the dogs will generally only bark if something is at the door or making a ruckus. So my dad lifts his butt cheeks and lets out one that, even for him, is triumphant and thunderous. Not a biscuit, not an air wedding cake, not Mopsy and Bianca. Mopsy and Bianca, our living security alarms, started running around the home. They start checking every single door after my dad breaks one. They check the windows and proceed to absolutely lose their minds. They were barking for a good 5 minutes. My dad and I were in tears laughing at the turn of events. We had to take a break to let ourselves calm down. My dad and I still tell the story and laugh from time to time. I miss those little two Maltese. They weren't good dogs, but they were sweet. Keep it real, guys. That from Chewy, the shaved Wookiee.
Why are dogs always so shocked when anyone farts, including themselves? Like, a dog will be awake, fart, and then it looks at you like, oh my God, what was that? Mm-hmm. Like, you just farted.
And they don't fart nearly as much as we do.
They really don't.
Generally, they're consistently bad.
I do enjoy farting, and there are certain ways to do it, right? So if the dog is asleep on the couch, that's my favorite. I'm sitting there, the dog is ear down, you do one of those little rumbles, kind of... Dog instantly wakes up, but she gives me a look like, I will kill you if you do that.
I know you farted.
I know that was you.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get you a couple categories. You pick one of the two, and then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Hola.
Hola.
Good morning,
hola.
Jeff. Good morning, hello. Jeff. Welcome to the program. Welcome to Your Guess As Good As Mine. Okay, Jeff, here are your categories. We have for you what people consider to be the best smells in the world. We have the 10 best smells in the world that people enjoy. Your next category you have to choose from is the best city if you want to leave an active lifestyle. They put into effect 38 different factors, including the cost of a gym membership, intramural sports leagues, swimming pools, tennis courts per capita, walking and hiking trails, parks, and weather. And based on that, they have come up with the 10 best cities that you can live in if you want to be active and healthy. So the categories, best smells in the world and the best city if you want to live an active lifestyle. What category are you going to go with, Jeff?
I am going to go with the best smells.
The 10 best smells in the world. Survey said people like things that smell good, but you wouldn't
you
think
you don't
that,
say.
Yes, they do. And we have what survey says are the 10 best smells in the world, according to a survey. So the way we play the game, Jeff, is you got to get it as many as right in said category before three strikes and you're out. There are 10 of the best smells in the world for you to choose from.
All right. Okay,
So I started listing them off now?
You just guess one at a time. We'll tell you if you're correct or not. Things that you think smell great.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies.
That's not on the list.
Chocolate chip cookies is not on the list.
I don't know anyone who doesn't like the smell. I mean, you could have a sugar allergy.
I'm not saying people don't like the smell.
Okay,
these are the 10 best smells
in the world.
Maybe everywhere in the world, they don't have delicious chocolate chip cookies.
Are we back
cookies.
In Mozambique where they don't have baconators and chocolate chip cookies?
Is this more like fresh cut grass kind of stuff?
Well,
might
we don't
be.
Know.
Yeah. Very well could be, Ted.
All right, next one, since I'm doing so well so far, would be roses.
Roses? That is not a bad guess at all. No. They're basically for the loop. Yeah, two strikes already.
You know, man.
Fresh cut grass.
I don't think people legitimately like the smell of roses, as opposed to the fact if you give someone roses, they're flattered in the moment.
I agree with that. Correct, yes.
All right. Okay, on the theme of grass, I'm going to go a different way. Weed.
You're going to go marijuana?
Yeah.
That's not a bad guess. Three strikes and you're out. Three strikes and you are out. That might be the quickest contestant we've ever had. Your guess is as good as mine.
Check with the judges. No, might be. He is the first person to step to the plate and whiffed on the first three pitches.
Okay, Ted, you want to give it a crack here?
I'm going to go with, we think, fresh cut grass.
Number 7 on the list, Ted. That is correct. Freshly cut grass, one of the 10 best smells in the world. You are 1-for-1 on your guess. He is as good as mine.
I'm going to guess fresh baked bread.
Fresh baked bread. That is a big negative.
Wow, I suck. All right, I'm
done.
What is a food that no one can say no to? Well, I mean, people do, but they're
bacon. Kids.
Bacon number 4.
Bacon, yeah.
Bacon is one of the best smells in the world while being cooked. Now we're on fire here. Now you see where this thing's headed.
A lot of people said bacon already. People said fresh cut grass. I cannot repeat that. It starts with a V.
Can we say dryer sheets?
There is one that starts with V. There is a fresh smell in the world that starts with the letter V.
Someone else says fresh linens. Laundry detergent, dryer sheets. That
is not on the list.
Really?
All right, so one starts with a V.
What about after it rains?
Ooh, rain itself, number 5. Ted, you're really good at this category. So far on the list of the best smells in the world, bacon number 4, rain number 5, and freshly cut grass at 7.
Someone starts with a V. This is...
Yeah, this is... this is deals with food. For the most part, where it's used the most.
Vanilla.
Vanilla number 3.
Ted, are you thinking food when you think of the smell of vanilla?
Well,
I'm
thinking about strippers.
Right. I would say Ted brings up vanilla all the time, but it's never food.
It's one of your favorite smells.
It is.
Okay.
Someone says lavender. How about lavender?
Lavender is not on the list, nor is any flower.
Okay. So flowers are out. No more flowers.
We have...
Is there more food?
Gasoline.
We have what? Gasoline is the number 1 best smell in the world.
All right.
People love the smell of gas more than anything else.
Gasoline.
We have one drink on the list in the best smells in the world.
Orange juice.
Best smells. Not that orange juice doesn't smell.
What the... Coffee.
Beer?
Coffee.
All right.
Coffee is
credit
number 9.
Credit to Mike Hawk and his ability to do charades.
We have one main course food. We have...
Steak. Sizzles.
You're not too far off.
Hamburgers.
It's barbecue.
Okay, all right.
So the best smell in the world at number 6 is, in fact, barbecue. There's one thing that occurs in nature, and then one thing that typically occurs during a movie.
Buttered popcorn?
Buttered popcorn. The smell of buttered popcorn.
It does smell good, man.
It's number 10
really
on the
does.
List. There are two that remain, both that you could find in maybe the same exact place, and they both deal with the great outdoors.
Campfire.
Campfire is number 8 on
the
list.
Credit to Mike Hawk, who could not do charades, so he wrote it on dry erase.
There's something about even just making a fire in your house.
You
get that smell and everything. You smell somebody burning wood in their home.
This weekend has been so cold, and we had the wood fireplace going, and I didn't give it much thought, right? Then I take the dog out, I'm smelling the rain and all the rest. When I walked back into my house, like, it smelled awesome. And then I worried about carbon monoxide poisoning. True thing. Can't help it.
Okay. And this final one, that's number 2 as far as the best smells in the world. The only place that I can think of where we have been lately, and there was none of this, was when we were in downtown Hollywood. We were in Hollywood and LA.
There's trees.
Close. What do trees produce?
Pollen.
What else?
Flowers.
Leaves. Pine cones.
I know. I'm trying to think. What is the part of the tree that smells good?
Nuts.
They make this. They help make this. It's part of the process. If it wasn't
photosynthesis.
Air. Very good fresh air. Number two on the list. There's no fresh air in Hollywood. I don't know if you've been there before. God. These are your top 10 best smells in the world. At number 10, popcorn. Number 9, coffee. Number 8, campfires. Followed by freshly cut grass at 7, barbecue at 6, rain at 5, bacon number 4, vanilla, fresh air at 2, and the best smell in the world, that would be petrol and gasoline. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Also, headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Florida is facing several charges after she tried to pee on a cop who was arrested for who's arresting her for domestic violence and for trying to run down a man in a BMW while she was on cocaine.
Okay, I'm not sure how this happens.
I'm not a cop, but we get these stories all the time. But the one thing, and I think most cops would agree, it seems that if you show up at a domestic, all right, it's impossible to defuse it. Mm-hmm. Like, it only ever gets worse. Whoever the aggressor is gets worse every time.
Sure.
Pull your speed. Maybe I give you some lip, but in the end, we figure it out. But if it's a domestic, someone is out of their mind angry.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever you do to try to defuse this, they always step it up a notch.
Two men in Arizona were stabbed at a Christmas tree burning event.
You know what? I've been to a Christmas tree burning event that kind of maybe started to get out of hand.
How, though?
If you make it, look.
Full of idiots.
If you make it an event, I feel like that's the difference. Like, it doesn't need to be an event.
I think Ted knows exactly what I'm
talking
about.
Have you seen one go up?
No. Well, a tree, yeah.
A Christmas tree when it's all dried out?
Oh, yeah. It goes quick.
But why would I want to, like, stab you?
Right. Wow.
Well, I mean, I want to stab you in general, but not because a Christmas tree is burning. Like, sure. Ted, if I stab you, it ain't because a Christmas tree, right?
Are they sharpening down candy canes?
I don't know, man. Candy shanks.
Mm-hmm. Look out.
Would you brag about that? What's that scar from, your dog? I got cut with a candy cane shank.
That elf on the shelf was...
He's serious about that ass.
The stabbing just has to do with the amount of... just with the people that were there.
Yes.
Like, I watched. We burned one of my buddies' backyard, and then we got stabbed.
Don't brag.
A couple in the Philippines got married while a volcano erupted behind them in the distance.
I saw a picture of that. And, well, they...
Is that an omen?
It's one... I mean, hey, no, it means good luck when the earth opens up and spews molten rock.
Only if they get divorced, Miles.
I don't believe they were on the island itself where the volcano erupted, but in the Philippines right now, it's on a specific island, and I want to say right now they're saying if you're in an 8-mile radius, like, you might not want to be there just because of all the stuff raining back down. However, if you live on the island, they're now asking you to leave because of the lava.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. It wasn't lava before. It's just all the stuff spewing. Now they're like, hey, the volcano kicked it up a notch. Crazy thing about this volcano, I don't know if you saw this, Mike. It's one of the shortest volcanoes on Earth.
Oh.
It's like 1,000 feet high or something.
Well, so dang.
They say it's a small volcano. The problem is, because it's small, they built all these towns around it with 500,000 people. But it makes it the most dangerous because people choose to live right there.
Right. I mean, you're close to it.
Imagine it's like those golfers that were out there during the wildfires a couple years back. Remember that? Ah, never mind. Moving on. A nuclear warning was accidentally sent out in Ontario, Canada yesterday morning. Sorry.
Look, of all the, like, that's the one. Hawaii's done it twice.
False alarm.
Like, I mean, like, people are worried about everything. I get it. But I feel like the nuclear disaster thing, this isn't saying a nuclear bomb's coming. This is saying the nuclear reactor we have, something's gone wrong.
In the area, it's starting to leak. So,
and
it's not
keep in mind, this was in Toronto. I don't know if you know much about Toronto. It's the most populous city in Canada. There are millions of people around there.
Now freaking out.
So, yes.
Yeah. A video game player in England was chatting online with a gamer friend in Texas when he had a seizure. His friend alerted the cops, who rushed to the house to rescue him.
Good, man.
Yeah, man. That's your feel-good story of the day.
Yeah.
It is good. My son got an Xbox. He has a quick aside, all right? So, so he got an Xbox for Christmas that Santa brought him.
Nice.
Although if he tells me it fell off the side of the console one more time as it did yesterday.
Oh, no.
By proxy, Santa's going to ask me to give you some stuff, all right? But anyway, he got the headset that goes with it, and you can talk. And one of the things, he's young, man, so you want to hear who else is there.
Right.
Honestly, it was so nerdy. Like, clearly they're in the game. So he had a friend over a couple of weeks ago. The two of them played with each other from house to house. But now his buddy's over. The two of them are playing together. Long story short, whoever they were playing with or against, I'm not sure, that other person threatened to call the police because the buddy that he was playing with would not stop dropping bad words here and there. So he's playing with another young kid.
Oh, right.
So now this kid who is not mine, I had to explain to him. I said, look, they're not going to call the cops and there's nothing the cops can do. But you'd rather the cops show up than me hear that you've said this again.
That's right.
Person who's not my kid. See, I don't love you, so I'm not biologically required to save your life. Cut it out.
I will say, I did have Xbox Live when I was in high school, and young kids were the absolute worst to play with.
Sure.
Man.
Oh,
the
yeah, they're going to say everything offensive they can.
I get it.
Get a rise out of people.
Right. But shut up.
It says people are now searching Google Maps' Street View to look for pictures of their loved ones who've passed away.
After that story came out of the woman who, I guess it took 2 years. Her grandfather passed away a couple years ago.
All right.
And I want to say that her grandfather lived in either Mexico, not sure exactly where he was, but they wanted to go and look at the old family farm in the place that she grew up. So lo and behold, she goes down the Google Street View again. This was filmed 2 years ago, but just now making it to Google Maps. Get to the end of the road. There's Granddad sitting on the chair.
Wow. A man in Iowa punched another man in a movie theater.
Okay.
Why? I'll tell you why 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. We do have headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.